There's been a claim of responsibility in this week's assassination of the head of Iraq's governing council. The claim comes from a group linked to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who's blamed by the United States for numerous attacks inside Iraq. A statement on an Islamist website said the suicide bomber was a Saudi national, though that claim cannot be immediately verified. The killing of Izzeddine Salam in Baghdad came just weeks before the scheduled transfer of sovereignty to Iraqis. And to speak about that, we've called Muwaffaq al-Rubai, who is Iraq's national security advisor, as well as a member of the governing council. Dr. Rubai, welcome.
Thank you.
How would you expect this assassination to affect the planned transfer of power, if it does affect it?
It would not succeed in derailing the political process. It will not delay the handing over of the sovereignty on the 30th of June. It will not delay the election. It is a bother, and we have lost a great friend and a great leader, but it's not going to be successful. If Zarqawi and Al-Qaeda and all his gangsters and these terrorists, they will have to kill 25 million Iraqis who are longing for freedom and democracy and economic prosperity.
I think we're hearing a U.S. military jet in the background there. At the same time, there are a number of Americans who, even before this assassination, were wondering what is going to happen on June 30th, given that there is, as of yet, no agreement for the kind of Iraqi government that is supposed to take over.
We are involved in a serious and constructive dialogue. Three parties, the Coalition Provisional Authority, the Iraqi Governing Council, and the United Nations led by Ambassador Al-Akhdar Brahimi. And I'm sure we will come up with a very acceptable, inclusive interim government, a more representative interim government, and it has more legitimacy because of the involvement of the United Nations in it.
What happens to you and the other members of the Iraqi Governing Council if Lakhdar Brahimi succeeds in his proposal to have a caretaker government that doesn't include you, doesn't include the Governing Council anymore?
Well, I don't think Lakhdar Brahimi has said it's going to be purely technocrat. Lakhdar Brahimi understands the Iraqi society, understands the political parties, understand the sectarian religious parties as well. And I don't think he's going to exclude the traditional parties, the large parties who have fought and struggled against the dictatorships of Saddam Hussein for 35 years. I don't think he has any intention of marginalizing these historic political leaders in Iraq, nor the religious establishment. So he does understand the Iraqi society, and I'm sure he will include one way or another these political parties and political leaders.
I understand that you said that this assassination will not affect the transfer of power, your determination that it will not. Realistically, though, what provisions will you have to make for the what some people see as a lack of security in Baghdad?
Well, we are speeding up the process of training of the Iraqi police, of the Iraqi civil corps, of the new Iraqi army, of the counter-terrorism units, and we are speeding up the process, and we are injecting a lot of cash and a lot of logistical support. We're having a lot of support from our coalition partners, and we will continue needing these logistical support and intel support and sharing information, training. We will need the coalition forces in Iraq for some time to come. But Iraqi security forces will be part of the multinational forces in Iraq now.
We're talking to Muwaffaq al-Rubai, who is Iraq's national security advisor and one of the members of Iraq's governing council. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed.